she refuses to be categorized.
Yes. My husband just showed me a short clip of Conan O'Brien attempting to do an intro for his podcast called Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. And it was chaotic. And like his co-person at a certain point was just like, are you going to actually intro this show? And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to do anything but sing a stupid song. And if they don't get it, it's Conan O'Brien, they're a fucking idiot. And they don't deserve to listen to me. So that is the kind of energy I try to bring here. Is I am down with professional intros and I am here for stupid made-up songs. Yo. I have maybe 20 minutes before my kids get out of school. I'm in the car park early because I am that organized bitch today who didn't want to get parked on the road because the car park was too full. To one more day left of school and then we're on school holidays, and I always just so excited for school holidays. I really am. I just love not having a routine. I love not having to leave the house twice a day to do school run. Even though our school run's much shorter than it used to be, I'm like way less burnt out from having school only 5 minutes from home instead of 30 minutes from home. Because that used to be like 2+ hours of school pickups each day and it fucking sucked. This is much better, but I'm still over it and would much prefer to just not have anything to do in the afternoons especially. So I'm excited for school holidays, excited just to hang out, be cozy together. And we're also going to go to the River House for a few days as well. The River House is just an Airbnb on a canal that we go to. It's only like 20 minutes from our house, and we've already gone there 3 times, I think. We just fucking love it. It's just beautiful. Or is this our 3rd time? I don't know. We went and we liked it very much, and so we just keep on getting the same house, even though we could totally get another river house. But then we just like have this weird attachment to this weird little house on the river. And so I just like saying, oh yeah, we're going to the river house. As though it's our own holiday house. Would I buy it? No, because it would stress out my husband too much to have a house on the canals, because he would constantly be thinking about whether the tide, they're going to have a king tide, and whether the canal will breach and all that kind of stuff. It is not worth the maintenance stress. So I'm very happy to just do short-term rent. And we'll have our elderly dog with us. So that's why we go to an Airbnb instead of a hotel, is our 19-year-old dog, who has an absolute Pez dispenser of an asshole. Just Pez dispensers poop everywhere. She's coming with us, of course, because what else are we going to do with her? And so we need some outside space for the Pez dispenser. Oh shit. We do love this dog, but then it's also just like kind of getting hilarious to the point of like, how old is this fucking thing? Does this dog actually know how to die? Has she worked that out yet? I don't know. No, she hasn't, clearly. What else do I want to tell you? It's felt like a busy week already. I'm like, come on, let it be Friday. And it's not Friday, it's Thursday. I was supposed to go meet with my beautiful business mastermind today, but I woke up this morning and my back has displaced. So I'm in a significant amount of pain, and I have spent most of the day on a heat pack and just waiting to get in to see my beloved osteopath on Saturday. Hopefully she will make things right again, or just enough for me to stand without being in supreme pain. Yeah, the joys of hypermobility and joints that are just a little bit too loose, you know. I'm just like the epitome of a loose woman, and my little bones are like, you know what, I can just like dislocate. Like, why would I even stay in place? And it's like, I get that. I totally get it. It must be very hard to stay in place, but also like, wow, does it hurt when you are not in the right place, my dude. So that's where we're at with that. I am busy with putting together the 2024 learning plan for the academy and organizing all the guest experts and new templates and new courses that are coming out, which is super exciting. I'll have more information on that as soon as I've released it. It's just exciting to think of like more ways that I can serve. So just this week, I have done an update to the behind the scenes of a multimillionaire's finances with a 2023 update of where my net worth is at now and things that I've changed in my investment plan and asset allocation over the last 2 years. So I've uploaded that as a bonus into the academy. I also, somebody asked me a question today about how to choose an accountant, how to select the right accountant. And I have a whiz bang system for that with a little color coded spreadsheet. So I created a little workshop today with the spreadsheet. I turned it into a template that people could use, and I uploaded that into the academy as well. If you're in the academy, it's called How to Find Your Perfect Accountant. That's just a little standalone bonus. And there was another little workshop I did as well as a bonus to something. I don't know. I just love that I just like can just make shit and just pop it out. It's just a little bonus. Hooray! Hooray! And if you're wondering, yes, the academy is open for enrollments at the moment. LeonieDawson.com/academy. We're also doing a money manifesting multiple streams of income live round for it at the moment. So we're all working through our money course, and I've also got a $100 bonus for people to win $100 US, because in money manifesting multiple streams of income, in the first week I get people to do an expenses check of their life and their business and look at ways that they can reduce their expenses, and I also give them scripts to use and tips to use on how to do exactly that. And people always save just hundreds and hundreds of dollars, if not thousands, a year when they do it. And so just a little motivator to get people on that bandwagon. For anyone who shares about it in the Facebook group with how much they've saved, then they go into the draw to win $100. Hooray, hooray. I love when ideas are coming. I was talking to my kinesiologist and dear friend, Kerry Rowett, yesterday. We're doing a session, and I feel like lately I've gotten my head too far up my asshole of trying to predict what will be successful and what won't. And it's really just, it's not a fun energy to be in, and it doesn't lead to being creatively productive. And kind of realized in that session, like, that my new goal is, like, I need to find 2 duds a year. I need to, like, put out at least 2 duds a year. Because in my way to discover what the duds are, then I'll just be creating, like, producing and sharing with the world, right? So, nailing it. So that's my goal now. It's just, like, to see how many duds I can put out. So that's been like a helpful little mindset shift for me to get my head stuck out of, like, pulled out of my own butthole and into the goodness. Somebody just walked past me. I wonder if they heard me saying I was going to pull my head out of my own butthole. I hope they did. Be even funner if it was like a school teacher from my kids' school, just so they could know the kind of pandemonium that my children are being exposed to in the home environment. Right. Other things I want to tell you. I went on a big stint of reading celebrity memoirs, and then I've fallen off the wagon. I don't know if I'm going to get back into that stint because I was really enjoying it, or if it's just time for another stint. Or maybe, just maybe, I will have a different, like, hyperfixation that's not books. Hard to know. Oh yeah, no, I have. I had a hyperfixation going into some contemporary erotica. Let's try and say that in the fanciest way possible. No, that was good fun, actually. No, I could do some more of that. Good job, me. Friend just pulled up to me in the car, and now I have to pretend to be normal. Nice. All right, I'm going to leave it there, my queens. I hope you have a beautiful day. All right, lots of love. Bye.